Okay, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. And let's start with a much-awaited new edition of Wait, Wait, On the Trail.
Yee-haw! Dadgummit, it's good to slip my boots back in these stirrups.
We feel the same, Carl.
Thank you,
we
buddy.
We feel the same. You're going to talk like that for the rest of the show, aren't you?
You bet, fella.
Charlie, it's hard sometimes to remember this, but currently there are two people running for Vice President of the United States. Yes, it's true. The other one is named Joe Biden. He's a Democrat. And last week, he was doing a campaign event in St. Louis, and he asked a state senator named Chuck Graham to stand up and take a bow for the crowd, but Mr. Graham simply would not. Why?
Because Mr. Graham is, alas, in a wheelchair.
In fact, that's right. We presume that this is what happened. A campaign aide is sitting there preparing a list of local politicians for Senator Biden's use of the speech. And at one point, this aide said to him or herself, you know, should I note that Senator Graham is in a wheelchair? No, what kind of politician would be so oafish that he would call on a paraplegic to stand up in public? But as the gossip website TMZ said of the incident, sit happens. Now, Mr. Biden, to his credit, recovered nicely. He apologized. He asked the crowd to stand up for Senator Graham. Instead, they did. It's just a shame that it wasn't Senator Obama who asked Graham to stand up from his wheelchair, because then he would have suddenly been able to. Roxanne, we can't resist any longer. Sarah Palin, this week, the New York Times published an investigative piece into how Governor Palin actually runs Alaska. One example, upon taking office, she appointed a childhood friend to head up the State Department of Agriculture, a $95,000 a year job. Now, this woman was a real estate agent. She was not a farmer, not an agriculture expert, but Palin said she was qualified anyway because as a child, this woman had done what?
She loves cows.
She loved cows as a child, and that's why Governor Palin thought she should head the Alaska State Agriculture Commission. We don't know if Miss Francie Havemeister actually had relationships with any cows as a child.
What?
Or, well, you know, in a friendly way. If she knew them, if she liked them personally, if it was more of an admiration.
Are you smearing Sarah Palin again?
Thing. I am. I can't help it.
But she could see Jersey from her house.
She could. She occasionally drank milk and liked it. The Times reported that Governor Palin hired five of her childhood friends for state positions, including a friend who now heads the state treasury because as a kid, he was really good at Monopoly. Charlie, Google never tires of finding new places to store your personal data, and this week they're talking about a new plan. Where is the company looking to locate the server farms of the future?
Outer space.
Not quite.
Inner space.
Well, far away, offshore, if you will. But
offshore? At the bottom of the sea?
Not the bottom.
The top of the sea?
Yes, on offshore floating barges.
Offshore?
The Times of London.
So we're having offshore drilling and offshore caching.
Exactly.
Excellent.
The Times of London reported this week that Google is considering a plan to float its data centers on barges up to 7 miles offshore. In a patent application, Google points out the ability of floating data centers to capture wave energy and save electricity. Others, though, have noted that getting away from dry land can save Google a fortune in property taxes and might even allow them to evade privacy laws pertinent in certain countries. Users can look forward to a time when their internet service will be reliable and energy efficient, except when the data center is boarded by pirates or scurvy strikes the IT guys, those who don't already have it, or a pelican lands on the big red reset button.
Sorry, are these barges going to, like, go around the world and never come into a port, or are they just going to sit and sit in one place?
I think they'll sit in one place and just silently think to themselves about us.
I mean, do we lose the data if it all falls into the ocean?
If it all sinks?
Is there, like, data floating all over the ocean like an oil spill?
They'll start washing up like those sneakers.
These are my emails over there on that bird, look. I have an info spill that ruins an entire space of coastline. My God, there's Wikipedia killing all the seals, look.